continued. Alice Shredder, Toshi Memorial, January 6, 1981, and Tuesday continued.
Now you can see the process. quote just said that the tool is so something to God's other time. But that doesn't mean anything. Because the violations that you can have done, they both say the same thing. But different thoughts. So in any way, their cheating is always the word of Shita Samatam. Even though there are two separate cheetahs in the Shita Samatam. Samatam's own swallowing is one thing because of Kidimun's heart and the violations that you is another thought. Now, when the Mahabha says, so the Mahabha says, all that the Khor says is this, that Aloha is not like the two. Even though the two passes like Avatam, but it doesn't mean necessarily that the two adopt the oldest of Avatam. He passes like Avatam because that's Avatam Shite. Only Shemi refer to that Shite and Shite Avatam. Only Shemi or Nahemi. But there are two separate reasons as to why he says. So he says, V'yei Shemi, Shesuko Shemi Cheres Lufosu. V'yei Shemi Yomish Asra, V'yish Choyimi, So All the Quran says is that the halacha is not by the book. The truth, he says, is that the halacha says, the Rosh and the Ram, they mention the ayahs, that the halacha is like Rashi, not like halacha. What the Quran means is, that the halacha is like Rashi, not like the wonders of halacha, not like the wonders of the Quran says that he is not the wonders. So he says, the Ram is wrong, he says, So this is what Mishnah Brura means. The Mishnah Brura knows what he's talking about. So the Mishnah Brura says that the conflict law, Dibra Abbah is there. The law doesn't even mention the Bahbanim. He says that Aloha is not like, is not like Hamita. So then he says, that the two himself rejects the Shita of Avatam in Simon Tavish Chavot. But why does he talk Tavish Chavot this? Say the memory? The Khor knew very well, because the two adapted the longness of the days of Tavut. But the Khor does not agree with the longness of the days of Tavut. And he doesn't even discuss that, because the Khor agrees with Rashi that there is such a wide distinction between spreading out the sheep to beautify the sky and spreading out the sheep to give protection against the animal. So the man doesn't even think that he deserves a reputation. That's why the law doesn't discuss that. But he only discusses, he thinks that the town's law has to be discussed. But the story of the Bahamas is that you doesn't even have to be discussed. So Menda, he says, the Quran understood what the Bach says. The Quran understood very well what the Bach said. But the Quran says, the Chen Sofa Mir, the Simen Tokin Ish Chabot, Sif Ayat Kisvar Roshayla. Kisvar Roshayla. Even though, if there is no skin between what the Quran says, between what the Torah says in Simen Tov Chavot and what the Torah says in Simen Tov Chavot, why is the most direct? Because the Torah adapts the longest of faces of youth, but the Torah doesn't adapt the longest. And the Torah agrees with Rashi that there is a wide distinction between Pilis and Sotin and Aiso, so then he can become a burden into the sky. But Pilis and Sotin, the only Tahano, he can, so he can fulfill its function independently of the sky. So why should it become a burden into the sky? That's why he says, that's why he rejects the true Shita, and he passes like the Shita of Rashi. Now, there's the parallel against the Mishnah Brura here on top. He says, the Abshaba Hishitas, which is David Murray, so Mashaiti Yuma, has no Hashatun there. He doesn't give the expressions there. He just says that the two in Sinatar Peshkabor were facing like against Karim Hashitas. That's all he says. But then, when he says, Uvyubaki Yitzicha and the Mahada, Uvyubaki Yitzicha Bor Yitzcha, Poshubashi, not only that, but יחיד מוחד ביטור, ואירוני סביבי למשנה יסבל עד כלי הגיע, שכל פעם בחיים ימור ובחדים בגי, ובתמורי פירוש השני מדעת הישן, המוגע פה, ודעת כשלא יהיה עשור הפוכי, ונסחה לעשור. דיוואת לכם מיסו משום סוג השתה סוכו, וצורכים לו מדברת יושב חומרו, שכל סוג בהגיע, שיהיה לו הפוכי, והוא לא, והוא כאורה בו, רק לדעת חדמתם. ביחסנו, because that are the things that are sukwa, that are suya to hosso. Keep more, should be the same as we suddenly hosso. We do get the master of the talent, we suke shikirim rima, they will the same as the rima with the answer. Or kakota, that the point in the year of the kasoma to all. Have a two shokodoro, she kiku she tosen, who be playing, she kako polski, hit show also, she in tam le halu, bin le halu, so bin le halu, bin le halu, and the more the ideas of who are the faces, the more she's smart. Because the main man is the other than the Raiso. But the whole thing is managed with the Raiso. The people should be reflecting on the Raiso. So, they will be fine by the Raiso. Because if it's managed with the Raiso, so then it becomes, it's not that we consider any schach puzzle that is above schach kosher. Where Sakosha was given Eskimandolese. We don't consider Eskimandolese. But, because we consider it as a president, so when can we say it's a president if that logic is less than our prophet? But if that logic is our prophet, so then it's not a president. So that this is managed what I just said in answering the discussion against Abdulania. Because Abdulania discusses it from the point of view of the members of Abdulania, whereas the two in the Hadar, they discuss it from the point of view of the members of the Baratheans, is that you. So, this is exactly what the Bach said. So why did the Mishnah Berurah say that what the Bach says is Idehak, and the Quran says is Idehak, when he himself mentions the same slogan that the Bach says? Apparently, the Mishnah Berurah understood the Bach as saying something else. That's the problem. Because according to the way we explain the Bach, and I think that the Pshat we mentioned in the Bach is really implicit in the Russian, in the Russian of the Bach. So the main way, the Mishnah Berurah is saying manage the same thing. There are Bach says. So why was it not fair? The Bach is still dying, and then he answers the Kashi against Kandilia by saying the same slogan in the Bach says. That's the problem, I don't understand. So obviously, the Mishnah Berurah didn't understand the Bach the same way as we explained it. Because if he had understood the Bach, if he had explained the Bach that way, so he wouldn't, and the Mishnah Berurah has mentioned the same slogan that we said in the Bach. So maybe he would not be matched the Divrei Bach. When the Mishnah Berurah himself answers the Kasha against Abdulania by mentioning the same slogan.
Shulam Gimel Sukkot Gimel Shvarei Toshin Mem Al, January 8th, 1981, on Tuesday.
Sikhot El-Khasa, we have a home with Ramziyomi, we told him that the Gezi, Shkeini, Mapasiki, the remaining Akhil Anobi, Vator, Shal Shubayin, the English one in Zlotis, also we started him there. Abi Tzoyim, the Akhil Shalcha. What does it mean? It means that not Mukta, Vinitsvasa. Masha Inke, so here too, we are talking about the Sora. So, in Chutzwa, that's where it's a view for Mishina Suke, Mishina Tzara. But in other Sora, there is no view of Suke. So, why is it not there? And she has to ask. Masha Inke is short in black. Umosi, Mishina Suke is Amun, Sudosa, Yashmo says, where you make of Suke? Unidik is katsoyim nash mosi, is katsoyim ikonim, arles rei, yukhoi nash mosi, dimikore kotim, lotim. Dimikore bago bago monev jabuk tu nash mosi, dishem ilimu, bago shmi shokhad, ushaya kaitam rei srei, dishmini bimigit is katsoyim nash mosi, mi akher, laha, unles kore nachotim shom. So the mother says, bias in, so when a person buys an essay for sukkahs, so he sets it aside, meant in his mind, he sets it aside, he dedicates it as a mitzvah, as a hechter of a mitzvah for 7 days of sukkahs. Now, no person keeps on holding the essay the whole day. So, the person, when he's in kind of mitzvah, so Shalabari the problem, he's in kind of mitzvah of sukkah. So when a certain person got an esrik, so he had in mind to dedicate it for the mitzvah of esrik for 7 days, and his intention was not that he should take the esrik under the nashmoshes of the shenabatu and shenatzeres, that wasn't his intention. So in a way, he wasn't master for the nashmoshes between he should have had which he had said. So the neighbor, he cannot be Osea, to have a moyer and the Nash Moshes, or between he should have had which he had said, that is Osea, because since he had in mind to dedicate as a Hector of the Mitzvah for all the 7 days, so the neighbor, he became Osea, the Amoye, for the duration of the 7 days, and to have Amoye, so he cannot have Amoye under the Nash Moshe between Shemarab and Shemarzeres, because maybe it's still the less posh of Shemarab, because the Nash Moshe is Sophic Yay, but, so many of you think that the Nash Moshe is between Shemarab and Shemarzeres, it is also Amoye. Makasopik, because maybe it's still the Shemarab. Now, so we cannot say that when a person finishes the mitzvah of Esther, Shemarab in the morning, at 8 o'clock, he's finished. We hope the Esther at 8 o'clock, Shemarab in the morning. That after 8 o'clock, he should do it that way. No, because when he bought the Esther, so he dedicated it for all the 7 days. So in any way, he became Mukta Nachmas Mitzvah for the duration of the 7 days. So even after he finished the fulfillment of the Mitzvah, but it's still Yisharabah. So the Yisharabah, the between Yisharabah and Shmiatzeres is also Zbamay. But Shmiatzeres itself, it has with his Mukta. Our Esrik will hold the Nash Moshes. He will call it for him. The Avodah will hold the Shach Mukta of the Nash Moshes. The Shem of Yehu, the Avishim Shalchar, the Shaya Tal Vande, the Israel Mishmi, the Nigel Israel to the Nash Moshes. The Achir, the Lodesko, the Machasim Shal, the Chil Mashma, the Chil Dao, the Avishim Fris, Zayin Esri, the Zayin Yo, the Avishim Hoso, the Chol Achas, the Achas, Yeitzi Beleich, Rimoh, the Rasmina Rimoh, Avodah is Katsoy of the Nash Moshes, we should stake in New Shal, Umahaitande, the Shabbos Yom, the very common days, the Obara, Neim the Bazeh, Asum the Bazeh, before the Shtayim Mishmachon, the Rebbe of the Neima, Mige the Iskatsoy, Avodah, the Abraham, Chevagudis Mirai, the Yisrael, the Yisrael Yukzeh. V'chein Shnei Yom Tevi Shel Goyetz. The name of Bazeh is Madai Bazeh. Why do you want it? Because if the first day is Yom Tev, so the second day is Chay. So the Melech, but the question is, let it be Asura Bazeh. Because when Ashmosh is it was also, the answer is, we do not say it. Midyamah Asim Shabbat. We feel the Chobah, that we are in Shem Kuyen, Shem Yuru Midah Chobis, Shem Maisi Atem, Vyoba Marize Tumas Maisi Yer, Lich Shetersha, Not Atem. In other words, Aloch is Kuyen, to deal with Kuyen. What is Kuyen? If a person was stopped, so, and he was stable himself. So his fear has to wait till Herod changed. He still has to wait till Herod changed. So Paul was a person who was stubborn, and he was stable himself in the game, and the Herod changed did not take place yet. It's not night yet. And he touched Truma, so then the Truma becomes possible. But suppose if we will touch whom, so it doesn't become possible. Because when it really touches something, so then that something it becomes a shish. So in other words, that really has the capacity of the shame. When the shame touches the ego, so what does the ego become? A shish. By whom there is no shish. So that's the reason. If a shame will touch whom, so the whole does not become possible. But if a shame will come in contact, with whom it becomes possible. And Tumei has the same status as a shame we do. So the male, if it Tumei, someone was stop, doesn't matter what kind of Tumei, but he was very capable with the muscle, but he has to wait till he had a challenge, till it's time. Suppose before it's time, after the Tumei, he touches and the Chum of Chum, so the Chum does not become possible. Because the Chumay has the same effect, the same potential as the Shem Yitum. When the Shem Yitum comes in contact with an Eichel Chum, nothing happens with Eichel Chum. But if the Chumay, someone was stopping and was stable, and is waiting for Erev Shemesh, comes in contact with Chumah, the Chumah becomes a Shemesh. Becomes possible. Now the Aruch of Kuleim applies to another, and the Aruch of Kuleim applies to a Kehler. So that's a Mishneh in Tarasim. In the Mishneh in Kuleim. It's a Mishneh in Kuleim. But the Gemara mentions that in here. Rabbich of Kuleim, you have the Jars, the Kehler, that were done, and were Mitzvah. But the Kehli, that one, but also have to wait for her change. So suppose he had Ravid Shal Kuyeh, Shal Nuru Bin Achobies, Shal Maisya of the Holy. In other words, you had Maisya. Now, from the Maisya, you had to take off Thomas Maisya. But you didn't take off Thomas Maisya as yet. Now, so, he wants to take off Thomas Maisya. But the Maisya is kept in a jar, in a cave. The cave was stubborn originally, but it was deeper. But it still has the status of a Tumei. The cave has the status of a Tumei. So he cannot take off Tumas Maise from that temple, from that Maise that is stubborn in Tumas Maise. He cannot take off Tumas Maise, because if he takes off Tumas Maise, in that body, in that game, and so then it's Truma, and so before that challenge, it remains in the jar, in the game, which is a Truma. So if it takes, if it's Marcus, Thomas might say, and that remains in the game, so it's encountered with the Truma. When a Tumei, whether a Tumei Mordor or a Tumei Kehler, comes in contact with Tumei, so then the Tumei becomes possible. And we are allowed that is the main sign. So that the light which shall remain shall be removed not from the areas. So shall light set there. So you do the camera that is remaining, and you fill the dark with the light area that is totally humanized. So then he is not allowed to take off the Thomas Mansea right there before Erev Shemesh. After Erev Shemesh, he can take off, because then there is no problem. It will not become contaminated, the Thomas Mansea, because it's not created anymore. But before Erev Shemesh, until the sun sets in the stars come out. So then, even though the kingdom was already heated up, so you cannot, you're not allowed to remarkish the Thomas Maizea, because you remarkish the Thomas Maizea and it will remain staying in the Tele. So the Thomas Maizea will become possible. But what is amazing, he can say, Harez the Thomas Maizea, with Vyoma Harez the Thomas Maizea, which is Akshar, not Elam. In other words, he says, one attempt of this mice, let's say this is the Kehler, that is it will make. So he says, one attempt in this corner of the Kehler, of this mice area, where it will be night time, it will be night time at 7 o'clock, it will be night time. Then it will already be after our challenge. So at 7, when it will be night time, at 7 o'clock, then it should be hard, the Kriya Shek should be hard. And this portion, and this one tenth of the mice that should the Kriya Shek should become. So there is no error. And then it will not become contaminated. Because until it is at the bottom, until it is at a generation, until it is at a generation, so the Kriya Shek is not hard, so it's still whole. I mean, mice is also like whole. So, but then, when will the Kriya Shek of Truma be hard? So it will be a very challenge. It is a problem. So at that time, so it will not be done anymore. Okay, it will not have the status of a Kuryei. It only has the status of a Kuryei until a challenge. So it's not fair. This is what the Mishnah Kuryei says. We want a year to learn what's there. So you have an army. The creation will be hard, even if you say, let the Kriya Shem be held right now before the church. But then you'll be even in a minute. You'll contaminate, you'll pass it. The Thomas Maizea. But if he says that the Kriya Shem of Thomas Maizea should be held la'achar of Shemesh, so then it's behind. So then the Gemara says, Meirem, we won't have a good Bose, we won't have a good Bose, we won't have a good Bose. So what is a lot of a good Bose? Every person is allowed to walk 2,000 pounds, the whole world. From the border of the city, but suppose he wants to walk 4,000 tamar from the limits of the city. So he says, he takes a chalet and he puts it 2,000. Here is the border of the city. So he put and he wants to walk from here to here. That's 4,000 tamar. So on Friday after Shabbos, he puts the chalet. Let's say he had 2,000 tamar from the limits of the city, so maybe he'll be kidding. So it'll be Nashmoshes. So he'll be kidding, he said. So it will mean that he establishes residence, Damisa, by putting the chalet. He can be there by himself, but it's not necessary that he should be there in person, 2,000 tamar. But if he leaves, at the chalet, and Eichel, at that point, so it's considered that he's Kedish Isa, he establishes Damisar at this point. So the Melee, even though he himself is not there, his Chalo is there. So he's still Kedish Isa. So then he can walk the whole world. The whole world. So the Melee then on Shabbos, he can start walking from here to here, because he was Kedish Isa here. So the Melee, he can. He was Kedish. So he can start walking from here to here, and then he can walk another 2,000. And here he has to start. He cannot go. He cannot go further. So you want to say, suppose he said, having said Thomas Meissen, that this spring that is contained in this cave, in this life, that is created. So should, if we are shared of Thomas Meissen, should we have a generation brought alone. But suppose he said that, and then he wants to use this Thomas Meissen as an heir to be Jewish. So we look back now. So the Gemara says, why do I want to? Why do I want to? So the Gemara says, to explain it in two ways. Either because we show the same Bayeim Shabbat of Shabbos came in the way. The same Bayeim Shabbat of Shabbos came in the way. So the question is, when was the year that take effect? When is the Jewish visit? What's the effect of the year? The effect of the year will be true in this to be Jewish visit. Now, when is a Jewish visit? So it's one of two points in time. Either the Sefer Yehi means the sunset, the beginning of the Nashmashes, there is the Nashmashes period. Let's say, the Nashmashes period. Let's say it's 24 minutes, let's say, that the Nashmash is doing. So, let's say it's 80 minutes, that the Nashmash is doing. So that the Nashmash is doing continues from the Shkiyeh till Tzitzak Kor. So, the question is the Eivet, was the Eivet, is the King and Shis, does the Eivet take effect, the same Hayim of Friday? That means it takes effect at the beginning of the Benash Moshes, at Shkiyeh. Or the Tchila Salim of Shabbos, and the Tchila Salim of Shabbos, the Gemara means that Tzitzakon, 80 minutes later, let's say when the Benash Moshes, it begins, the Shkiyeh is at 6 o'clock. Let's say it's a recognized day. So the Shkiyeh is at 6 o'clock. Now, but when, so 6 o'clock marks the point of time of Tchilas Nashmoshes, that's Eivanim. And then the Tzitzak Kohen is 618. So that's called Tchilas Nashmoshes. So Eivanim means the Shkiyeh. And the Eivanim of Ereshas. Tchilas Nashmoshes means Tzitzak Kohen. It means the beginning of the Shabbos day. So, the Gemara says, why do we say, the Gemara will say, we have a problem. So, one of two reasons. Either because we should be saved by the Shabbat of Shabbos, came in Ruben. In other words, the Eivet has to take a break. He has to begin the Shvise. He has to begin the Shvise through the Chavre at the beginning of the Nashmashes. At the end, Friday, at 6 o'clock. Now, at 6 o'clock, so it's not Rola Chimes yet. It's not Rola Chimes yet. Because he said that the Kriyashim of Thomas Meissen should be called Lech Shetakshah. What will be Lech Shetakshah? At 6:18, when it will be Tzitzak Kohen. At 6 o'clock, when the Eivet takes effect, at the beginning of Yash Moshes. So, it's still terrible. It's still terrible. And terrible is not all right here. And the Nechol that is not all right here can have a step in Shabbos. In other words, we say that when a person has his Nechol, he has his Chal, at a certain point here, that's 2,000 times from the limits of the town, so anyway, he establishes that aside. Why is the presence of the Chal at a certain point establish Amisar, because that's important, because he can eat it, that's his Sunday. But if it's level at 6 o'clock, if he gets to establish Amisar, at the beginning of the Ashmashes, at 6 o'clock, so the Kriyashem of Thomas Meissen was not hard. So remember the whole Tuyeh, the whole Tuyeh that is contained in this Kriyashem, is level. It's also not Kriyashem. So something that is also about hearing cannot establish that inside of it. So that's one reason. Another explanation is that even if we say that is Kemeir, that he establishes that desire, not at 6 o'clock, but at 6:18, so then it should seem that there is no problem, so he should be allowed to walk 4,000 times on Shabbos, because he said that at 6:18, so the Kriyas Shem of the Tumas Maaseh should be covered. So now, he said that the Tumas Maaseh should be at this call, the portion of the Tumas at this call, and the rest of the Tumas, that's with the Lahir. And this is located at 6:18, so it's there. And if Tumas Maaseh is getting here, so the dancer has to be established at 6:18. At 6:18, so the clock, the tree is with the Bahir, so it can establish a dancer. So the more as the casual, why does the Mishnah to really say, So the more says that even if we say that Chilazayim came here, not the Shkia is came here, establishes the outside. But the Chilazayim, that is a holy, but there is a special prerequisite that in order that the Chalot, that the Sunnah, should establish the outside of him, so it has to be Ruach even with it. Even though it takes effect at 6:18, but if it wasn't told about him before it takes effect, so then it cannot establish that. So it's a special halal. In other words, the reason is why a halal, a leich, can establish that Messiah is because the leich that is all about him is identified with the person. Now, of course, it goes without saying that if the person himself happens to be there, during the Ashoshes, at this point, 2,000 people from the limits of the city, then of course it's going to see that. But the Eichel that is Romul Achille, so is identified with the person. So when this Chalom is there, it's considered as if the person himself had been there. So when can we say that the Eichel is identified with the person if the Eichel was Romul Achille before it establishes the Tamasa. So then it has to be who you are here at the beginning. Or even if we say that this is a hobby, when the Shabbos day begins, definitely. So that is the moment that the Eichel takes effect. Only we should, but the reason is why we are at home, we should be given sooner or later again. Holy, so it's not from that at all. Holy, Trilas Yechel Shabbos today. We will go to Sunday or Buddha to be gay. Have a year. We will have a new love the room, love the room. But if we were to assume, that Trilas Yechel Shabbos, that is a holy is gay. And if we are also assume that it's not required that it should be who you are being like here, so then it would be a miracle. You will have given back who you are in Shabbos, Nigel is Katsoye, Vinashmoses, we should change your back. But if we say, Nigel is Katsoye, we should change your back. So it's also about no, it's also about here. For the whole day, so here too, in the Vinashmoses period, so it was also, so anyway, so since in the Ashmosh's period between 6 and 6:18, it was also Bakula, so the name of Mitzah Mukhtar should be also Bakula. Two, Mitzah Tepo, it would be also Bakula. But let it be also Bakula, Mitzah Mukhtar. And as long as it was Bakula, so you couldn't establish any Damasan. So, but I'm doing a lot of reading Mishabas, which is Katsuyi Ashmosh's, which is Mishabas. So, So this is a bias again. Princess mentions many bias that we do not say. So that's the reason as to why, and last week, that he was makzeh for 7 days, released me. So, true, in the relationship between Shalabab and Shmi Atzeres, it's also about the way. But Shemikin and Shmi Atzeres itself is good about the way. But Sukkim is different. Why is Sukkim different? So he said, we are overcoming and we don't know Sukkim. So let us apply the same swore that we have Sukkim too. So true, a person many times is interested in eating the meal, in the Vinashmoshes, or the Shalabab, the Vinashmoshes, between the Shalabab and Shmiyatzeres. He's interested in eating the meal. But why should the Sukkot be also about Noye the next morning? True, the Vinashmoshes, he was right. Because when he set aside the Sukkot, he built the Sukkot, and dedicated it for the purpose of the mitzvah of the Shira Sukkot, so he had mind to use that Sukkot not only on Shalabab in the daytime, but even on Shalabab in case he feels hungry. In Shalabab, the Nashmoshes, he should also use the Sukkot. So of course it's also like the Sukkot was also about Noye in the Nashmoshes between Shalabab and Shalabab. But why should it be also about Noye the whole day of Shalabab? The next morning, we are talking about the Eretz Yisrael. So we don't say we discuss all the matters in Jehovah. So this is it. We call out the bonus. That's the one. We should be discussing the gross of Vina Shoshes. Abu Dhabi, the Chaye, the Mecho Bar, which is like a Sim Jehovah. The Shane Suki, the Mikoko Ki, Chaye, the Mecho Bar, the Mahmashiye. So he says that there could be such an alarm. So it's not on the basis of the Svore that we say Mikin is Katsoi Mach Mishora. But because the Svore say, but Mikin is Katsoi Mach Mishora, we do not say. Now if we do not say Mikin is Katsoi Mach Mishora, so then the question arises, so you Sukkot should be Mutter Hashem Hatzares. So things can say is, Sukkot Shal, the Mikon Mokim Chayim Dumei Chomri, Mach Mashiri. Mach Mashiri. But that is to be explained. But it's true that when a person builds a sukkah in the Eretz Yisrael, he builds the sukkah, he dedicates the sukkah for all the sukkahs and the achilles that will be realized in the sukkah in the course of the 7 days, including the sukkah that will be realized in this sukkah in the Midrash Moshes between Yishalabab and Shilatzah. Go without saying. But no one discusses the question is whether and the Vinashmoshes between Shalabab and Shmiyatzeres, whether it's Mutter Ba'aloi or not. But of course it's just not. That goes without saying. In the next week is also Ba'aloi, in the Vinashmoshes, between Shalabab and Shmiyatzeres. But the question is, why should it be also Ba'aloi the whole day of Shmiyatzeres? After all, why? Because it was also, because he ate in that sukkah
in the sukkah.
still constituted an integral part of the seven major sutras. So why should we talk about only because of that? The whole day is not serious. So this seems to be the heart. He regarded as we were actually, he didn't set it aside. He didn't set aside the aspect to be used for in the Vinash Moshes between Ishana Babish and the rest, because after all, a royal Jew who is a Shema Mitzvah should not postpone, is not allowed to postpone the Kiyuma Mitzvah aspect to the Vinash Moshes and Shema Babish. Because if he does it, Vinash Moshes and Shema Babish, it's not definitely, it's not certain that he will find it. So in that way, no Jew is masked and speak to be used in the process of the Shabbat. But every Jew is masked in the suke to be used in the process of the Shabbat. Because a Jew can eat one suke in the morning and then eat another suke in the process of the Shabbat. There is no Isaiah. There is no Israel that forbids him to eat in the Mashmash of Shemarat. So in many ways, he was marked. So he was marked from the Mashmashes. There was an actual answer. That we understand. Irregardlessly, there was no actual answer of the answer for the Mashmashes of Shemarat. But in regard to Suke, there was an actual answer, a dedication, a setting aside of the Suke to be used for the suke that will be realized in the suke in the Minash Moshes of Shara. That is clear. So the actually took place for the Minash Moshes period. But it didn't take place for the Shinnah's hands then. So why the was that to the Minash Moshes? So Jesus says, since there was an actual answer setting aside dedication of the suke to be used for the Sukkah of the Minash Moshes of Shemarabe, so the main way it becomes Mukte. When it's Mukte for the whole day of Shemarabe. Why? On what basis? On the basis of being in this category? But, Kitzur says, we don't say anything in this category about the same Shabbat. And here, he talks about the same Shabbat. Because why we need the Sukkah of the Minash Moshes of Shemarabe? Why? He wanted to eat in the suke in Ashmoshes. That was his purpose. He ate the suke in the Ashmoshes Arabic because he thought maybe it's spiritual Arabic. So when we answer and he wasn't marked the suke to be used for the Shiaz Arabic. I don't think he should be the suke away from the answers. So he had no intention. So why did it become Mukte? The answer is because the Minash Moshes period it was Mukte. So since Minash Moshes period was Mukte, so we get this Katsoye. With Minash Moshes is Katsoye, the whole thing was Mukte. But he was Mukte, the Minash Moshes period, on account of the fact that he thought that perhaps the Minash Moshes period belongs to the Yeshua. He wasn't Mukte, the Minash Moshes, because he thought maybe it belongs to the incoming day. Having known with certainty that it belongs to the incoming day, then he wouldn't have even eaten the Sude in the Minash Moshes. He ate the Sude because the Sude in the Minash Moshes period, because he thought maybe it belongs, it's part and parcel of the outgoing day. But so he was marked as the final portion of the outgoing day. He wasn't marked as the initial portion of the incoming day. And still we say Middle East Katsoye. So that means that we do apply this word of Middle East Katsoye Matas Yeshua. So I mean there is a certain logical contradiction in these cases. Now I once discussed it with Prophet Shia several years ago. You probably heard the Gemara Yume together with the Gemara Suki. So you turn to Daf Nun Zayin in Yume. The takes more of the new hair in his hand, then he fills up his fist. He fills up his fist. So that is the cadence. And then the Shirai. But the Shirai means that portion of the new hair that protrudes. Now let's say, suppose I fill it up, and then this protrudes. So that's the Shirai. And whatever is contained within the face, that's the cadence. So if you model that in Zion and Grace in human, the fifth life from the top. Oh my dear, what is going to be sure when I open his way? When I be lying, shall the great king say my? You see? Whatever is confined here, is certainly the cadence. Whatever protrudes here is certainly Shirai. The question is, this portion that is between the fingers, let's leave at night, what kind of status does it have? Does it have a dinner of cadence? Or does it have a dinner of Shirai? So, leave at night, you shall relate cadence imam. Oh my God, okay. The other cadence. What is inside? So no shire, that's cadence. The bagar cadence, the boy base, look at the boy. The bagar shire, keep the boy off. Keep the boy off. The baby. Here. This part that is between the fingers. What kind of step is it? The baby. Oh my God, what a passion you should have been so here. We have died, suffocated, and strange emotions. Over the same, raise a question. Have you sure been isolated, had a body, whether being a benign has the status of Kemet or has the status of Shahad? So after discussing it and pondering upon it, so he came to the conclusion, it's a subject. Well, for the subject of the very answer. So, it appears from this Gemara that in the beginning he had a body. And then, what was the solution? The answer was, as he saw. That's no answer. The same answer he had in the very beginning. So, my question was, it's very strange. So, the Victorian human, so he says as follows, that now, what does Kemetz mean? Kemetz means what is confined within the heaven. Within the feast. So, that's it. What you have, whatever the truth is. Now, what is Bina Benayim? So what is Bina Benayim? Bina Benayim means what is between the fingers. So at first, he had his own. And he had two alternatives for the issue of his own. Maybe it's Badai Kemetz, because after all, it doesn't protrude. Maybe it's Harishalayim, because it is not confined in this body, not confined within the whole of the head, of the fist. These were the doors. Then he came to the conclusion that it's not a Sophic Chesomid, but it partakes of two antithetical aspects. There are three situations in the Torah, in the Halacha, where something is neither completely one thing, nor is it completely the other. So the Mitzvah mentions Andreas, and the Mitzvah, not Andreas, I'm not sure that he mentions Andreas, but Andreas, the similar thing, he mentions the Ashkenaz. So the conclusion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Zoye was, at the beginning, Rabbi Yeshua ben Zoye, at the time, is it Bara Kemetz, or is it Bara Shalai? And that is also reason. We could say it's Barakimet. Why is it Barakimet? Because after all, Shirai is something that protrudes. What is being aligned with the protrude? Can you see it? You can see it. It's confined between the fingers. And we could say that it's Barakimet. So you can say it's Mother Chaimetz because it wasn't for Jews. And you can say it's Mother Shirayim. It's Mother Shirayim because it's not combined in the whole of the hand. So then it came to the conclusion, it's not Mother Chaimetz. It's not Mother Shirayim. Why isn't it Mother Chaimetz? Objectively, it's not Mother Chaimetz. And objectively, it's not only subjective. Every suffix so it is subjectively not bad like this and not bad like that. But let's take two spheres. Even if the ritual is mentioned, I'm not sure what the ritual mentions and violence, but the ritual definitely mentions Pinash Moshes. Let's take two spheres, two different things. Both are suffix so or suffix, but there is one difference. A tutum is a suffix, it's only the what is Tuktum Chirikam in Tzatzapo? Tuktum Chirikam in Tzatzapo? What is done today? Many babies are born Tuktum. So, the operation is performed. So certain Tuktums, when the operation is performed, turn out to be holy. Certain Tuktums in the operation is performed, turn out to be Kedis. So, when we say that the Tuktum is something in Kedis, we only mean that in regard to any particular Tuktum, subjectively is something so far something given. But objectively is not something so far something given. Objectively, he's either so far or uncapable. Objectively, if he's so far, he's a man so far. If he's incapable, he's a man incapable. So when we say something so far something given, it means we don't know. So subjectively, he's something so far given. But objectively, he's not something so far something given. But shaking and playing this. It's open. Tuktum, so one tuktum is like this, the other tuktum is like that. Andreiles. So, if one Andreiles has a din of his own, so every Andreiles in the world has a din of his own. If one Andreiles has a din of the cable, so every Andreiles in the world has a din of the cable. So there, it's a din of. And this is what Gacy means in the Mishnah, we call it. The rest Mishnah of Isaac. So, Andreiles of Gacy there, Andreiles, Because Nadreganes has the Ivore Zohar and he has the Ivore Kibo. So he partakes of the aspects of the characteristics of the Zohar because he has the Ivore Zohar. And he partakes of the characteristics of the Kibo because he has the Ivore Kibo. So remember, but it's a spirit. It's a type of disaster Zohar Kibo. But he knows his spirit, but Nadreganes represents that paradox. So when something partakes of two antithetical aspects, so it is not a complete Zohar, it is not a complete Nikevo. So maybe he has a deep Zohar. So the Ritva says, this is what Rabbi Yeshua ben Azoye, Rabbi Yeshua ben Azoye said in the conclusion, Koda Pashto, Yeshua ben Azoye ben Adnayim Sofik. So the question is, what that was the Sofik and the right answer? The Sofik and the right answer was, maybe ben Adnayim is Vadashirai. Maybe it's Vadai. Kibbutz. So then the conclusion was, it's neither Vadai. Because Vadai, it is so. It is indeed so. It is the kind of result. It is the kind of result, let's say, too. So we all can be Vadai in respect to everything we can do without the evaporation. Machine can be Vadai goodness in order to be the Vadai. Because it's a Vadai insult. It's not a subjective subject. The usual subject is the subject of the subject being, so it's a subjective subject. But I'm telling you this, it's a valid subject, it's an objective subject. So it's a valid subject, because it partakes of two antithetical aspects. So here too. This partakes only of one aspect of Kibbutz. This partakes only of one aspect of Shalai, it was truth. This, on one hand, you can say it for Jews, because it's not confined. On the other hand, you can say, no, it wasn't for Jews, you don't see it. You don't see it. So, he mainly partakes of two and different aspects. So, he mainly sees himself. And the Ritva says, Kmoi binashvashas. That's what the Ritva says. So, in other words, what the Ritva is saying here, and this is mashma mamarashi in the Mamadrikin also, in the Supya of Zohar in Mamadrikin, that it's a binsom binashvashas. In other words, it's not with how we know what the Kabbalah was. What the Kabbalah was in regard to Mashmashes. But in Mashmashes partakes, what's the Mashmashes? Twilight theory. So if the sun has set, but there is still a magical of daylight. You can read the whole book during outside, during the Mashmashes period. So there is a magical of daylight. So that means that there is still a reflection of the rays of the sun on the horizon, and that gives light, and they just light. So the mayor, so in other words, it partakes of 22 aspects. Why? Now, we say in Rishi, the Torah says in Rishi, by Yahweh, by Yahweh, so what does it mean? By Yahweh, so what does Yahweh mean? When the sun sets, so on the basis of the psuki, so in other words, the shkia sahara is the determining factor. But then there is another process at all. I call the king real name, but I think I call a lot. So in the Ashmosis period, there is a magical daylight. So in the Ashmosis period, partakes of two aspects. On one hand, it's already light, because after all, the sun is set already. On the other hand, there is still daylight. But you call it king of real name. So it's powerful. So it's, but how can it be both? One against the other, one is just the opposite of the other. Yin is the opposite of Lino. So remember, it partakes of 22 aspects. So remember, it has a insult. This is what the Ritva says in human. Now we can understand this basis with this concept. Now, there is no hour of reading this concept in the Machmasim Shot. So the Melee indicates in regard to an aspect where the Haktsoye was just Haktsoye for 7 days, and when a person buys an aspect before Sukkot, he doesn't set it aside for the Binashkoshis period of any day of Sukkot. He certainly doesn't set it aside to be used in the Binashkoshis of Ishmael. I mean, it will be something where there will be kind of mitzvah. And if somebody, let's say, will ask a shower, he'll come, very late, you shall have it. He says, I didn't manage to take an aspect this morning. Now it's a few minutes at the shkia. So, shall I take an aspect? He'll be told, you can take the aspect, but the morning you should say. So when a Jew buys an aspect with a suitcase, he is not marked to be used in the Benash Kosher syndrome. He's not. He's not master, but he's just about annoying with the national shoes. Why he wasn't annoying? Because he was master for over 7 days. And there is a possibility that the national shoes period is also part and parcel of the 7 days. So, but to say, just because it is also annoying in the national shoes of Ishtarabe, so maybe it should be also annoying in the whole Shnatsanas. That we don't say, because we do not say, meaning this Katsoye, Machmasim Shot. Mashaikin in regard to Sukkot. So, when a person builds his Sukkot, he dedicates to be used for all of Sukkot, he has in mind that it should be used for all the meals that he possibly might realize in the Sukkot, including the meal that he possibly might be raised in the Sukkot in the Ashmosis of Mishinabate. So, there is an actual act, sorry, for that event. Now, Jesus is, because of that, so it's also for the whole, for all the others. Kamiya Setashi, but why did he actually mark the sukhe to be used for the Vilashvasa syndrome of the Shilahati? Because he thought maybe that Vilashvasa period, that period between 6 o'clock and 6:18, maybe it's still an integral part. Maybe it's still an integral part of the Shilahati. And if it is an integral part of the Shilahati day, it's not an integral part of the Shilahati day. That was our kasha. So that is a kasha that would be a very strong kasha if we assume that the topic of the Lashmoshes is a topic that is grounded in his own idea. His own idea. Whether his own idea, the tears of his own idea, indeed. But if it is grounded in his own idea, so maybe when a Jew builds a sukkah before sukkahs, and he dedicates the sukkah to be used for all the sukkahs that will take place in that sukkah, including the sukkah that will take place on Shilahati between 6 and 6:18. So maybe and if the Benashmoshes is a subject of his own idea, so then it shouldn't be also for the whole day of Shilahati. Because truly he was Makhtse for that period. But he was Makhtse for that period only because of the possibility that it's an integral part of the Shilahati day. If it's an integral part of the Shilahati day, but if it is not an integral part of the Shilahati day, so then it wasn't the Makhtse. But now the Levitra says that the subject of the Lashmoshes is not the subject of the Sovereign. So that means there is no Sovereign. Even in Yoru, will not be able to be divided. If Yoru gets what's the status of the Lashmoshes, will say the Lashmoshes is both. It's Yeri. It belongs to the Arikon day, and it belongs to the Ikan day. So, to what do they want? Either it's part of the Arikon day, or it's part of the Ikan day. That's a spirit, it's a paradox. In reality, it's there. But it's a reality, this paradox. So remember, it is not completely. It's not completely part of the Arikon day, because it is also part of the Ikan day. But it's not completely part of the Ikan day, because it's also part of the Arikon day. So then it has a deep subject. So when he was Makhtse, so he knows that it is also part of the Ikan day. And still was Makhtse. So maybe we can apply the word of Midris Katsuri, Benashmoshes, not Makhtas in Shabbat, but Midris Katsuri, and Benashmoshes is the initial portion of the Ikan day. So it's not Midris Katsuri, Makhtas in Shabbat. Yes, please.
How about a person in Mandamer that Benashmoshes is terrifying? So, does that mean that terrifying is also in something?
He's also in something. He's also in something. It's only a question of the extent of the Benashmoshes. But that terrifying is also a reality. Yes, what?
And are we saying that he also said that he holds that for God?
Right.
Are we saying that he would dish up? That he works by Joseph Stout, we say that once he holds it under God, it's a bit subject, so he's not said it, it automatically includes it in his project because it's part of the outgoing day also.
Yeah, that's right.
And then,
of the incoming day also. Another thing says, we do not say Midi Niskatsuri Nakasim Shoba. But here, it's not Midi Niskatsuri Nakasim Shoba, because he is actually Makhtse. This period, from 6 to 6:18. And not Mahmasoki. He's actually Mahmasoki. Because he knows. He knows. But because he doesn't know, so he should know. I mean, because that's the other. So that way. So he's Mahmasoki. This Benashmoshes theory. Even though he knows that it is part of both days. So anyway, since he's the Gerasvata, part of both days. This subject means that it's not completely part of the outgoing day, not completely part of the incoming day. So what it means, that in an incorrect way, it's part of all days. But since it's part of all days in an incorrect way, so it tells a big story. So in any way, it's not really discussed so much the same Jehovah, because it was actually Marxist. This period, which in an incorrect way is part of the incoming day.
Yes. Now, is it, I didn't hear it, but do we know who Jesus is and Tosus is saying that is it, or just Tosus saying it on its own?
I don't know.
Because always why I'm asking is because I don't, because with the Tosus it doesn't say it either, but it, the game saw from Tosus says clearly that Beit HaShoreshos is
I don't know the thesis is clearly. But my thesis is Shabbos. I don't want to go over the whole sugya because that will take up too much time. That's fine. But I'll just tell you. From Rashi, the Kitsugi in Bamadiki, that from a thousand place, so in the Gemara of Kiritan, Roshi Yom Nashmoshes, Sofi Kumen Kol, Roshi Mechat Nashmoshes, Sofi Mitubi, Sofi Mitubi. So, from Rashi it appears in that Gemara, from another place, that he agrees with the Shite, or the Ritva, and with that, but this is just a certain Kashi, against Rashi. So, and the Kashi is big, this is Kashi is based upon the premise that it cannot be wrong. That objectively it's in the world. That's the basis of this Kashi against Rashi. So what is the correct? Kashi agrees with the ritual human, that it is wrong. But this is, has another chapter in the morning, because, and why does this is reject? Kashi's chapter, because this is she apparently is, that Binash Moshe is in the Sophic and Sophic here. So then the question is it possible to reconcile this thesis with the thesis Shite that one dialed in Shabbos? So it's possible we need to reconcile thesis Shite here with thesis Shite, of course, according to the Rashi Shite and the Hippo Shite. So it's not difficult at all. But even from the point of view of thesis Shite, in Shabbos that one dialed, the Binash Moshe is the Sophic of the song in the air. So it's still possible to explain these thesis. Why? Because there is a lot of thesis. There is a lot of thesis. Now, what does thesis mean? Now, whether there is a shield in thesis, a human shield in thesis or not, some machines say there is no shield, some, even when you say it, we do not. But some machines say there is a human shield, but it goes without saying that you can be lazy. You can be lazy. Mechira Bakedesh, let's say fire for Shabbos. So you can be lazy. And Bechriso say, you can be lazy. And Bitsiose, there is also a lot of cases. Bitsiose. So, is there a shiur? So, in regard to this, as you are saying, there is also a matter case whether there is a minimum shiur or not. The minimum Eiram says that there is a minimum shiur of the Chisosei Bitsiosei of 6 minutes. He has the shiur, the mere. Adam Shemi, Menchtata Shuri, and Taser says there is no shiur. As, I mean, even a fraction of a minute is enough. But, it goes without saying that Jesus is hard with Misose, Papa Amuche, and Bitsiose, so according to Shita Sagini, so it's hard to get out of the mirror, and according to Shita Sagini, as it appears, from Shita Rekes, it's hard until him. So, Jesus is hard. Now, so, Jesus, so the main way, everything that's cautious, assuming that Jesus, in Shabbat, that one about it, the Binash Moshe is the subject of the song in the so to Abishmael it's not a subject. Objectively it's not a subject. It's only subjectively it's a subject. But one thing is clear, that every Binash Moshe, let's say, according to it's acceptable. But there is, if somebody is becoming Shabbos after Chagamim, and he's doesn't know it, he's better off than saying he's becoming Shabbos after the hour of Boshi. So Vishay Shabbos is how many times? Vishay Shabbos. And then he doesn't know it, so he's able to misalize. What kind of misalize is it? It's a misalize. The other part that I think is a Shabbat. So from that we deduce the Aloha of Vishay Shabbos. Of Vishay Shabbos. So we make a way. It's a misalize. Not a lot of no goddess, no skillet. But a misalize. So when somebody doesn't work on Shabbos, so from the point of view of the Israel of the Sumi Shomim, so it's exotic whether he was even allowed colors of skill. But from the point of view of the Israel of the Arab Deepus Shabbat, so it's not only exotic, it's bad. Because if every Jew has to reclaim from the world, every Shia must, if he doesn't get ready, so he's not buying. So the maker, that in itself constitutes Kabbalah Shabbos. The fact that he refrains from water. So the maker, so the Asmer, without any intention on his part. So the point of Asmer is even a competence. So it's a subject. And the competence is, it's a subjective subject. It's a subject of his own being. But that's only in regard to the Israel Malachia in the Tzumi Shabbat. But in regard to the Israel Malachia in the days of Shabbos, it's fine. It's fine. So later this is as follows. Now, since every Jew is Machzeh, since every Jew is Machzeh, here's the subject, the Hashmosh is a Mishnah, whether it's a case, so it's Chayim Suke, or it's not Chayim Suke. It's really the Chayim Suke Chomer. So in the way, it's the Chomer to eat in the Suke. Mach must make it the Chayim to realize all the Sukes. The Sukes in the Suke. The Sukes of the Nash Moshe is in the Suke. So in the way, even though it's a Suke, from the point of view of the Tzuri Suke, but it's a Vatah, and if somebody will be Mikadeh, it will be Mikado. Here in regard to the Krishna Sayyid of Sukkot. Even Chavir has a Krishna Sayyid of Sukkot. So it can be Mesi. It can be Mesi. It can be Mesi. It's Yose. So the Meimei, that Achimei, his Mikayim needs the Sukkot to get us because of faith is not that it's Yose. So since he's Mikami, he meets Vasuke, the Geras Vadai, so the Meimei, it becomes Osef for the whole world, and it's not on the basis of meeting this Katsuri Makasim Shoka. Because since the Geras Vadai, he's Mikami meets Vasuke. So it's Mikami meets Vasuke. So remember, and the same, Binash Moshes is also part of the Shinat Zeres name. So remember, it becomes Mukzeh at all. Alright. Umiwe Yai, the Abbasin, the Naikodas, the Kaman, the Gura Dabot, Hif Yeshiva Yisrael, Yeshiva Yom, Abbasin, the Abbasin, the Abbasin, Yeitze, Go, Eichol, Go, the Soba, the Gura Dabot, the Iskatol, Bisuva, Bishon Rimon, who runs on the meeting is captured. We be called the Atamu, the Tokish standing on a great solution in the Sartre. He, the thing to say is that from Abbas there is no Abbas. Because Abbas says that he is Shiva Israeli, the Shiva Yomi. So Kamara Abbas means it all. They call him Moho. He saw what he put in his captured. Bisuva, Bishon Rimon, who runs on the meeting is captured. We think of the time we forage, having a main solution is Saturday. We should be a single single young become an object with our body. We have a class of eating for days of all that. After that, we have to do this in the way. We know that we need to be in the meeting Saturday. To be supposed to be in Saturday. We saw it. The Hilfred and Nicholas Chavez, we saw it long time so hard. May I be Lisa and Staffy, the name Sukkot. Abu Tzoy Chavez. We are in the shop. We need to come next year. Even
foi o bispo Antigolini, o homem Thank you.